Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 55. This is Pat Iyer talking with you today about a model for a successful sales presentation to an attorney. How do you react when you have an opportunity to make a successful sales presentation to an attorney? Let's say you come home from work and there's a message on your answering machine. Attorney Jeffrey Gillis says he received your name from a colleague and would like you to set up a time to meet with him in his law office. What can you do to assure a successful outcome of this sales opportunity? First step is preparation for your meeting with the attorney. This is the first step in a model that I will describe as PAS, Preparation, Ask, Samples. Your primary job before you ever walk into the law firm is to prepare yourself for that sales presentation as carefully as you would for a job interview. This is a job interview. What do you need to know about Attorney Gillis? What type of law does he practice? What type of cases does his firm handle? Where did he go to law school? Has his firm had any notable recent victories? How old is he? Does he have any hobbies? Where do you get these answers? Do an internet search, find his firm's website, look at Facebook and LinkedIn. Look him up on martindale.com, a site that gives details about attorneys. How confident are you? Assess your own confidence level. First, recognize that a word-of-mouth referral is golden. If this attorney asked you to meet with him, you're already 90% closer to landing him as a client. All you have to do is show up, handle the meeting, and close the sale. Point two, after preparation, is ask. Ask questions. On the day of the appointment, get to the law firm early. Be pleasant to everyone you encounter. A surprising number of otherwise intelligent people make critical errors at this stage, the foremost of which is to be arrogant to people they perceive as underlings. After the receptionist escorts you to the attorney's office, your first impression is crucial. Greet the attorney, shake his hand, and wait to be directed as to where to sit. As you scan his office, note if there are any files on the floor, piles of paper on the desk, a computer near him, or exhibit boards leaning against the wall. These all may give you clues for questions to ask. During the meeting, if your research has uncovered anything that you can use to establish rapport with the attorney, bring it up. Demonstrate that you understand what kind of cases he handles. Ask more questions and listen to what the attorney tells you. It's a natural tendency to babble when you're nervous. However, it is your job to get the attorney to share with you. Prepare a set of questions to ask the client, but don't read them from a pad. Work them into the conversation. These are some of the questions that you might ask an attorney. What aspect of working with medical records do you find most frustrating? What do you look for in an expert witness? What part of handling medical issues do you find to be difficult? Do you ever have difficulty reading a doctor's handwriting? Do you ever feel you don't have time to complete medical research? Do you ever wonder if your paralegal might miss a key medical fact? Do you ever think it's challenging to separate pre-existing conditions and injuries from those that arose from an accident? Of course, your questions are going to vary based on the type of cases that the attorney handles, but create a list of at least 10 great questions directed at the type of practice the attorney has. These and other questions are a starting point for probing the attorney's pain, the aspects of his law practice that are difficult. Explain how your LNC services will help the attorney relieve his pain. And then discuss the benefits of working with you. LNCs evaluate medical records. You have the ability to decipher medical records. In this first point, you emphasize that the LNC is often responsible for initial review of medical records as the case begins. You're also expected to keep abreast of the plaintiff's current medical status and periodically obtain additional medical records. In your review of records, you may see references to additional providers that the plaintiff forgot about or didn't mention. You will make a recommendation on whether those records are important to get. Typically, firms on both sides obtain records from the plaintiff's primary care physician, going back at least 10 to 15 years before the alleged malpractice or incident, in order to get a sense of the client's baseline health, especially pre-existing conditions. It's also important to know whether there's anything in the records that may impact the plaintiff's credibility. The records may refer to a history of drug or alcohol abuse or troubles with the law. Prove your worth to the attorney by pointing out these issues. Failure to keep medical appointments may raise the defense that the plaintiff is partially responsible for his own injuries due to failure to undergo a recommended course of action. Second skill that you have is that you can obtain medical literature. Both defense and plaintiff LNCs may conduct an in-depth medical literature search as the issues in the case become more focused regarding the liability or damages issue. This would include obtaining peer-reviewed journal articles, excerpts from authoritative medical textbooks, and clinical guidelines written by professional organizations. You have the ability to read what are often dense scientific papers and determine what is relevant to the case. Third, you can talk with experts. You may search for and interact with experts retained to review the liability, causation, and damages issues. Following completion of depositions in which a lot of additional information is obtained, both plaintiff and defense LNCs may coordinate further review and discussions with experts based on information that was revealed during the course of the deposition. Typically, this involves forwarding copies of the relevant transcripts to the experts and then following up with a phone call or sometimes meeting with the expert. Fourth, LNCs evaluate the experts' positions. This is a great way to prove worth to the attorney. Both plaintiff and defense LNCs assist their attorneys to evaluate the deposition testimony and reports. Medical experts in some states, however, are not identified or deposed before trial. In these states, LNCs may have access to expert witness disclosures, which is the document that is exchanged just prior to trial, when the attorney sets forth the general qualifications of the experts and the basis for their opinions, but does not reveal their identity. Fifth service is that you can write and evaluate the demand letter. Plaintiff LNCs may be called upon to draft a demand letter for the attorney, which often draws upon the legal nurse consultant's ability to analyze and synthesize information, organize it, and explain it in simple terms. This requires a pretty high level of skill, summarizing the liability, causation, and damages issues before the attorney reviews it. The defense LNC would then review the plaintiff's demand letter and provide the defense attorney with an analysis of the strengths and weaknesses of the case, along with their likely exposure, meaning their risks, if they proceed to trial. Here are your take-home points. When you work with or market to attorneys, here are the key points to emphasize. You have the skills to read and analyze medical records, which saves the attorney time and offers a skill he or she may not have. You have the ability to locate relevant medical literature and to understand how it impacts the case, a skill the attorney usually does not have. You can speak the expert's language and act as an interface between the expert and the attorney. This helps the expert stay focused on the relevant issues. You can evaluate and summarize the expert's position, and you can synthesize, organize, and analyze the liability and damages issues. The third part of this three-part office appointment that I've been talking about, after preparation and then ask questions, which gives you an opportunity to sell your services, is third, bring samples for a successful sales presentation. Bring a sample work product with you to a sales meeting. Attorneys like to see what you can produce. They are usually visual people who need to see the tangible result of your knowledge and skills. You need not show a complete report or chronology, just enough to show the format that you follow. Carefully proofread whatever you show to the attorney. This is critical. Sloppy work equals sloppy performance. There's too much at stake for the attorney to be willing to take a risk on someone who is not detail-oriented. Your sample legal nurse consulting work product should not contain real names. Redact or change the names of the people in the work product. Hand your sample work product to the attorney and sit back. Most attorneys like to flip through or scan the work product, but they'll have a hard time absorbing what they're reading if you chatter. Be prepared to answer questions, including, what did it cost to prepare this report, and what is your hourly rate? Also hand him a business card, a brochure, a cover letter, the information the attorney needs to be able to contact you with a case. Close the sale by saying to the attorney, do you have any questions of me? Do you think we will have an opportunity to work together? In the best of the worlds, the attorney will reach over to a spot on his desk, hand you a set of medical records, and discuss what he needs for the case. Then you know you've closed the sale. There are lots of elements associated with sales, and one of the best ways to meet attorneys and to get sales is to go to trade shows as an exhibitor. I've put together with my colleague Hyatt Ives a 3-session course called How to Profit from Trade Shows, Secrets of Success. How interested are you in a technique that gets you directly in front of an attorney who could hire you without being blocked by the attorney's staff? As a legal nurse consultant looking at attorney trade shows as a cost-effective tool, you'll be glad to know that we've got good news for you. Hyatt Ives and I teamed up to create a unique course that will help you. It will help you focus your primary services on your audience, develop your show-specific dialogue, and plan and schedule your post-event follow-up. We cover 3 secrets in this course: how to quickly capture attorneys' attention, to draw them into your booth, how to make a brief conversation at your booth turn into a lifelong client, and how to turn a business card into a successful sale. Sign up for this on-demand online training at this link. You can start it today. That link is http://lnc.tips/trade shows, all one word. http://lnc.tips/trade shows. Thanks for listening, and I will be talking to you again next week. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. you'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.